So good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the meeting of the board, the special meeting of the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners for this date. Special meeting for this date, March 28th, starting at City Hall regarding the special meeting regarding the awards for the Neighborhood Council. If you wish to become more involved in the Neighborhood Council system and are not on the mailing list, please sign up at the with the department, or you can also text the commission to 555-888. During the meeting today, we will discuss the items listed on the meeting agenda, which is really just one item, in numerical order, unless I receive a request from a board member to take another take something out of order. Copies of the agenda and related documents have been made available. If any board member has a conflict of interest at the time an agenda item is announced for discussion, the board member should identify the general nature of the conflict, indicate that he or she is recusing him or herself from participating in the matter, and leave the room during the duration of the discussion of the item, which we will do today regarding the awards discussion. Before we make a decision on any item, members of the public will have an opportunity to provide comments on the item under consideration. Members of the public who wish to speak on multiple agenda items shall be allowed to speak for a total of 5 minutes per meeting and may allocate time in 1 minute increments per item when the agenda item is called, or they may speak during the multiple agenda item comment period for 5 minutes on multiple agenda items. If you have a general comment on an item that is not listed on the agenda, you may provide your comment during the public comments portion of the meeting. The public comments shall be directed to the board rather than to any individual. Please understand there are applicable laws that limit the actions we may take during today's meeting. Thus, we may be legally prohibited from acting on a concern that you have expressed. However, your concern may become the topic of discussion at a future event meeting after we have had the chance to list the item on the agenda. Should you wish to comment on this meeting, please fill out a speaker card, which we have today. We don't have the kiosk today. For each item you wish to address, so that we may be heard, you will be called by me when it is your turn to speak. Please be sure to place the number of the agenda item on your speaker card Please be sure to place the number of the agenda item you wish to speak about on the speaker request form. Speaker requests may be filled out during the speaker card, may be filled out at the meeting or on the available on our table, or by texting commission to 555-888 or via the website Empower LA Commission Policies and Meetings. If you intend to speak on any item, you must submit your electronic speaker request or your form to the start of the meeting or prior to the call of that item. When a person is speaking, they are entitled to courtesy and respect. Please refrain from any other discussion in the room. If you wish to chat, please take that discussion outside while our meeting is in session. We treat one another with respect. That means we act with civility and decorum. Competing viewpoints may be articulated without the need for inappropriate or uncivil actions. Last but not least, please switch your cell phone's charge ringers to vibrate or silent. Thank you. I think we need to call the roll.
Commissioner Atkinson?
Here.
Commissioner Littman?
Here.
Commissioner Schaefer?
Here.
Commissioner Regalado?
Here.
So we have quorum. And so Commissioner Weavy, both Ramirez and Derek Kuros are not present.
All right. I'll make note when the next commission. Okay. Thank you. So now we come to the issue of, Wayne is scheduled for, has comments on item one and two. Because you didn't want to do the multiple, you wanted to just do them one at a time?
Yes, what do you think? Well, we
he's an asshole.
I think we should do one at a time, yes.
Right.
You can't, it's gotta be a substantive.
Item number one has to do with introduction, so I'm not quite sure what your issue was on that.
What is your introduction?
Well, the introduction is that you had to read the whole thing. It was prepared by attorneys, obviously, that are using too much wording. So, the whole thing is that we're meeting today, and we don't have a video here, but if you can see it, and Mrs. Spindler, you can confirm this, we're meeting basically in a bunker, you know, something like out of East Germany, you know. And so, we don't have a kiosk. The clock outside that checks in shows it's 11:41 a.m. And the bathroom does not even have hot water. So, we're not ADA compliant, we're not compliant with our technology, and we barely have a quorum, a bare minimum quorum. It's such important things. Why are we calling these special meetings like this? So, what we should do instead is have a recording of this set of rules. Oh, hold on. It's Miss Miranda Bakke. Yes.
No, that's not me.
Is that minute up on number, okay, on number one, thank you very much. And let me make note that Commissioner Wiebe has just arrived. Okay, and then one more minute on item, or did you speak on that already? Item number two.
Yes,
Did you speak on one?
No.
Did you speak on two?
No.
Okay, so then you should get 3 minutes to speak on both.
That's right, yes. But anyway, we'll get to number two. Okay, so now as we see, Commissioner Wiebe, and they always pronounce her name. It's actually a German name. How do you say it? Commissioner Wiebe, like that. That's how you say it. Yeah. Because, you know, you guys always mispronounce it. Like Carmen. It's like that. Gracie Lou! So we have the proper pronunciations for the record. We're having this recorded. And, for the record, Mr. Lippman is getting typhus. So we want to make sure to have him diagnosed and personally cared for. Because he's getting bit by those fleas, you know, imaginary fleas on imaginary rats. So, again, now we have five puppets. And calling me, time's up. Oh, shit, okay.
Thank you very much.
Deputy City Attorney Carmen Hawkins, let the record reflect that the speaker has now spoken 1 minute on agenda item one and 1 minute on agenda item two.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we are on item number three, which is the purpose of, I'm sorry, that's yours, Eli. To discuss the nominations that the ad hoc committee of the commission made with regard to awards for the neighborhood councils in each region. We can handle right now, since two commissioners aren't here, we can take their
yes.
Their region first. And that would be the North Valley. That would be the North Valley, Sylmar area. That is Commissioner Vo Ramirez's district area. Ms. Wiebe, did you want to discuss how or why or how Sylmar Neighborhood Council won out?
Sure. Sorry, I'm just looking for my notes. We are in the North Valley.
I spoke so quick you didn't get settled.
Huh? Still rattled by that freeway experience. Okay, I'm sorry if I'm South Valley. North Valley.
Sylmar.
Yes. There were a lot of very interesting things that had happened that are community related, from the five submissions, but what we found most interesting was Sylmar. was that not only did they do emergency preparedness, it was also sensitive to the various languages represented in the area. They incorporated CERT training in English and Spanish, and also gave out smoke detectors within their area, and it seemed to be the most comprehensive for the community.
And you all were unanimous on that?
Correct.
Right. Did you want to mention anything, Mr. Rigolato?
No.
No? Okay. So I will entertain a motion to accept the recommendation to award the Sylmar Neighborhood Council their empowerment award for that, for the North Valley region.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Did you make the motion?
So you made the motion, right? No,
Commissioner Wavy makes the motion.
I'm sorry, second.
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 And second, motion made by Commissioner Wiebe and seconded by Commissioner Rigolato to award Sylmar Neighborhood Council the Empowerment LA Award for 2019 from North Valley Region. Okay, thank you very much. The next area that...
Did you take a vote?
No, we didn't take a vote.
Oh, I didn't take a vote?
No, sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
No.
Or raise your hand. Unanimous.
No.
Sorry about that. I was just so happy we could discuss it. Anyway, the next...
Deputy City Attorney Carmen Hawkins, can you please advise the audience they should not be making comment during the board's meeting now?
Say that again?
Can you...
Please. Oh, now? Or I was going to... I thought we would finish the whole thing.
There are comments that are coming from the audience while the board is conducting business. So would you please instruct the audience that they should be refrain from speaking while the board is conducting board business?
Because you will be speaking on that issue when we finish, when we get to the...
All right. To members of the audience, please refrain from speaking until you're called upon for public comment so that we may be able to hear each other and conduct our public meeting.
So I have another question then.
Some folks.
From the city attorney. Should we do the public comment first and then finish? Because we're voting on each person as we go along. I mean, we're voting on each neighborhood council as we go along.
Yes, take public comment when you do the motion. You ask for public comment, discussion,
on each one?
And then call for the question. Yes, because you're voting individually on each.
Okay, so then on each, so it would be. Okay. All right.
But,
so is there a so do you have public comment on Sylmar?
Yes. Commissioner.
You don't have to have a public comment, you know.
Oh, I see Rob Van Eyck. The Van Nuys Neighborhood Council should have won the award. She absolutely screwed them out of that award. What a disgrace. And we heard she was going to allow, you were going to allow Van Nuys, who just came up, exhaustive efforts, and that poor man that pays for his own copies, $500, the president of the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council paying out of his own pocket for copies that you haven't even given him back, and you can't give him the reward? What a disgrace, Weavy. I demand a resignation, damages, and an apology. Reconsider the vote, let Van Nuys win. That's what that poor neighborhood council needs. Thank you so much. That was well said.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next area that we can discuss is the east area, because Derek Quiros is not here. And the suggestion from the ad hoc committee was Arroyo Seco. And just for the record, could you comment on their Young Storyteller program, how they won, why they won?
They had, I'll just say, there were a number of very impressive things that were happening within that area, and the reason that
you had a lot of entries for that.
Yes, yes, and in general, I think it was a very impressive neighborhood council area. The reason that we focused in on the storytelling program is that it was initiated out of the neighborhood council, something that benefited the neighborhood council outreach, and then went directly into the school program and impacted the young people, something that we're always looking at impacting youth, and then benefited the youth and the parents. And they were also speaking of growing it into more schools.
That's interesting. So you want to make a motion?
Yes, I move that Arroyo Seca receive the...
Do I have a second?
Yeah, second.
thank you.
As I look at you, right? Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Wiebe and seconded by Commissioner Regalado to award Arroyo Seca the Empower Elder Awards for 2019 from the East Region. All those in favor signify.
Ask for public comment.
Okay. Deputy City Attorney Carmen Hawkins, always remember to call for public comment and then.
Oh, then vote on it? Oh, okay. Oh, so I did it wrong the first time. Okay.
For the record. Also, we should know, I believe there's only.
So after the motion is made, then call for the public comment.
Right, but there's only 2 minutes left for the public member to speak. So if he wants to speak on any more items, he may want to just use his 2 minutes and comment on all of them at one time, or ask if he wants to be done in smaller increments, but there's only 2 minutes left for his comment.
So we can give you that choice to, we can go through the whole, we can go through the whole list, and then we can give you your 2 minutes left to speak on the whole thing, or do you want to speak specifically to any particular region? And upon conferring with...
Yes, I will object to this. Why asshole? Because since you're taking them in Syrup? In Sarajevo, yes. Since you're taking and bifurcating three in Sarajevo, you have to waive the rule and allow each subsection to be voted on because it constitutes a separate vote, and this is a special meeting. Previn versus the City of Los Angeles. You may speak on all items on a special agenda.
So is that your comment for?
Well, no, it's a point of order, and there are how many of these separate delegated decisions on each item? Three was divided into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
Joy.
Right?
Joy.
So what you're doing is that you didn't take public comment before you started.
They get through it quicker, huh?
I would have been allowed the whole 3 fucking minutes on three before you started consideration, but since you didn't do that, you have to give Mr. Goat each item per vote. And that way, we have justice and fairness, and we don't violate the rules.
So I'm going to make a ruling that, contrary to what the city attorney just said, we would get through this much faster. We will do each one, and you may speak on each one. It'll help us get through the this process a little quicker.
Oh, very good.
So we'll do it that way. All right. Okay. The next area. Who's not here? Oh, the rest of us are here.
Well, Arroyo Seca.
No.
Oh, okay.
We didn't have a vote on it yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't have a vote on Arroyo Seca.
No. There's a motion. Take public comment.
Oh, are we interrupted?
Take
okay.
public comment.
Oh, okay. So all in favor of...
No.
Oh, he still hasn't spoken on it. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, speak on.
Yes, especially when you have many people in the city attorney's office facing disbarment in prison. It's very difficult to get proper counsel, I understand. So, Boyle Heights. Why wasn't Boyle Heights a winner? Mr. Hearn's from Boyle Heights. And Jose Huizar represents Boyle Heights. This will be Jose Weezer's last public stint on the public dole before he heads off to that place we call the Gray Bar Hotel. So before he goes to that place, which is down in the 15th quarter, which is Mr. Regalado's area called Terminal Island, I move a reconsideration and a vote for Boyle Heights in honor of Jose Weezer and his lovely wife. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, next item.
Now we got to vote.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we know, John.
All in favor, raise your hand, please. It is unanimous. Okay, Arroyo Seco. Okay, the rest of us are here, so why don't we go down in order, and Mr. Regalado, why don't you leave the room for a minute while we discuss the harbor area.
Oh. We're
going to
do what's next?
No, this is starting. We got to leave.
Don't go far. This won't take long.
One of us has got to leave. No commissioner can vote.
You have to recuse me.
Sorry.
Okay. So the suggestion from the committee on the harbor area is the Coastal San Pedro Neighborhood Council for the homeless workshops that they have been conducting.
Okay.
Why did it stand out, Commissioner?
I'm sorry, I was on a different page. Let's see. Let me find my page. My notes are very brief on my other page. Where is Harbor? Oh, first one.
Which one is that?
No, that's downtown LA.
Coastal San Pedro.
I'm almost there.
Here we go.
Here we go. Okay.
Oh, I see. This is because of their work of bringing all people to the table to be talking about the homeless issue in that area, right?
That's it, yes. Out of the four submissions, this one's...
They seem to have done a good job on bringing all elected offices in the area to the table to discuss the issue.
Right, the largest outreach and the greatest collaboration.
All right. So you want to make a motion?
I move that Coastal San Pedro receive LA Empowerment Award for this year.
Can I receive a second, please?
You've got one.
So it's been moved by Commissioner Wiebe and seconded by Commissioner Schaefer to award Coastal San Pedro the Empower LA Award for 2019. Remarks, Wayne?
Yes. Again, that's in Joe Buscaino's district down there in the harbor. And yes, in the beginning, they were trying to take the police officers down there and beat the homeless. But instead, Coastal San Pedro turned it all around and told Joe Blow to go blow that we're going to help the homeless using the carrot and not the stick. So yes, we fully endorse this, and we would hope that Mr. Regalado is notified about this someday. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now take the vote. All in favor of awarding Coastal San Pedro the Empower LA Award for 2019, raise your hand. It's unanimous. Could we get Mr. Regalado back in here, please?
I am on my way out.
Okay, if we, Carmen?
I want to make sure that a record reflect that Mr. Regalado
is back.
He recused himself on the last vote.
All right.
And he left the room.
Okay. Going right down in order, South Valley is next, so
Mr. Schaefer. I will be recusing myself.
Mr. Schaefer will leave the room for a few minutes while we discuss South Valley.
Got it. Okay. Where do I find South Valley? South Valley, right here.
Okay, so the committee, ad hoc committee on the Empowerment Awards recommends that West Hills receive the Empower LA Award for 2019 for their public safety forums. Could you discuss what that was about, Ms. Wiebe?
Yes. Looking at West Hills, they made a concerted effort to work with law enforcement and get information out to their community, particularly the neighborhood watch, senior lead officers, and connection with the operations meetings and their board to get better public safety information out and forms for their neighborhood with the specifics of the difficulties that were they were encountering in their area. Sorry, I see two West Hills. I didn't have all of this initially.
What kind of forms do they have? Oh, public safety, okay. All right. So do I have a, can you, would you like to present a motion, please, then? Ms. Wiebe?
Yes. I move that West Hills specifically the application that was submitted by Daniel Brin received the award this year.
Second?
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Wiebe and seconded by Commissioner Regalado that South Valley, West in from the South Valley, that West Hills Neighborhood Council be awarded, for their public safety forums, be awarded the Empower LA Award for 2019, right? Comment?
Again, this is the robbery of Mr. Previn at Studio City Neighborhood Council. If you would look, you'll see that they, at the Studio City Neighborhood Council, got the police chief, Michael Moore, to deploy 300 new officers across the valley, making the most significant public safety measurement in the valley in the last 3 years. It gained prominence. They had two very good issues. They actually got the police chief, Mitchell Michael Moore, that scumbag that took over for Charlie Beck, to give us the 300 cops. Eric Previn deserves this award. Studio City clearly, hands down, should get this award. So please recuse the anti-Semite Wiebe, and please bring in the Jewish member, and let's get Eric that vote. Thank you.
Very much. We're now ready for the vote. All in favor of awarding West Hills the public safety award, I mean, for their public safety program that they get the award, the Empower LA Award. All in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Motion passed. And that's for West Hills Public Safety Forum. They get the Empower LA Award for 2019. Okay. We now do, Ms. Wiebe, you have to leave. We're going to do Central.
Yep.
Maybe Mr. Regalado, can you talk about Hollywood, United?
I can talk briefly.
Why they're so great, huh?
I can speak briefly. Deputy
City Attorney Carmen Hopkins, can we have Ms. Wiebe make her declaration of her refusal and that she's leaving the room? For the record.
We're going to let him come back in.
Yes. For the record, Commissioner Debbie Wiebe is recusing herself and leaving the room.
And for the record, Commissioner Schaefer is back.
Hey, welcome back. Do the commission,
join the party.
Do the commission shuffle.
There we go.
Okay, so next is the central area, and the recommendation from the ad hoc committee was the Hollywood United Neighborhood Council be awarded the Empower LA Award for their laundry vouchers for the homeless. That's different. Is that why?
West Hills.
That is why.
It was unusual.
So it provided a very unique opportunity for the homeless community to be able to feel a little bit better for themselves by giving them the opportunity to wash their clothes, wash their sleeping bags. There were vouchers that were passed out to individuals. They participated. There were 250 individuals who participated in the wash. And the kind of thing that made it also a little bit more unique was the fact that they had a portable shower. Facility there that they brought out, and they were also, you know, they were also able to take showers. It was a very unique way to address the issue of homelessness and give pride to.
Are they going to do it again? Is that?
We hope that perhaps maybe this will be an incentive that this is a pilot program that goes out to other neighborhood councils. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea. Don't know if they'll be doing it again, but it's certainly worth repeating over and over again.
So you want to make the motion that we give Hollywood United the Empower Award for 2019?
I will make the motion that we give Hollywood United the 2019 Empower LA Award.
Do you have a second?
A second.
Moved by Commissioner Rigolato and seconded by Commissioner Lippman that we award Hollywood United.
Public comment?
I know. I'm just reading out what you did.
Oh.
and it was seconded to award the 2019 Empower LA Award to Hollywood United. Comment?
Yes. First of all, thank you for shafting the D-Lang, the downtown neighborhood council owned by the criminal Jose Huizar. You shafted them. Good job. And the FBI thanks you, and all of the people at Skid Row thank you, because there's such a load of garbage and abusers. Studio City Neighborhood Council is the studio. No, tell me. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me look here. Hollywood United, yes. Me and Mr. Spindler went there. We were given pins and all kinds of nice things. And they helped the homeless wash all of the crap off of all of their bedding and gave them a shower. What a great vote. I fully support this. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. All right, I will call for the question. All in favor of awarding, I forgot which one we're on. Central. For awarding Hollywood United the Empower LA Awards for 2019, raise your hand. It's unanimous. All right, next is South LA, that's me. Have Ms. Wiebe come back in. You run it, and I'll go out for a few minutes.
Okay. Party on. South LA. Come on in, Commissioner. Okay, this is Vice President of the Commission, Eli Littman. I will be running.
Debbie Wiebe is back in the room.
And Commission President Joy Axenson has left the room. All right, for South LA, the recommendation from the Ad Hoc Committee is to award it to Watts Neighborhood Council for Watts Renaissance. Commissioner Wiebe, Commissioner Rigolato, did you want to?
Commissioner Wiebe, I think she has some really good notes.
Well, the Renaissance Initiative that they have created is a collaboration. They describe themselves as a diverse and inclusive community, civic-minded, but they've actually joined together with Sense LA, Wild Self Promotions, and this initiative is to galvanize the community with civic engagement, artistic and team-building interactive workshops, looking at the community in ways that they can help their communities. They've actually brought together MIT educators to help in promoting government as an approach to better interaction, using robotics. There were just even more things. I mean, I can go on and on, but it just seemed like a very comprehensive and sensitive way of looking at their community and looking at impairment or whatever.
Overall. I know Watts also just won a major transformative climate communities grant for $35 million. So,
whoa.
Yeah, there's a lot happening in Watts. Well, that's great. Is there a motion to?
Yes, I move that the Watts Neighborhood Council receive the Empower LA Award this year.
Is there a second?
Second.
Please, comments from all humans and non-humans. Can we keep that to a minimum?
You're supposed to announce the nomination. Who
did? I have a motion from Commissioner Wiebe and a second from Commissioner Schaefer to nominate or award, recommend that Watts receive the Empower LA Award for South LA. Public comment?
Yes. First of all, as an issue that I think that the recused member actually can hear me, I'll make a test. Okay, there we go. Now, I think Empowerment Congress Central should have won this award. All of the actions they took was done without any financial support from the city in their nomination. They had been calling 311, making service requests to get things cleaned up. The Empowerment Congress Central was the hardest worker and should have been the most deserving of this. But the problem is that many of you have never been to that region of the city, and you only think of Watts. Don't think of the Empowerment Congress Central. And just because it's called Watts doesn't mean it's in the hood. So yes, I think for the hood, I think Empowerment Congress Central should have the award. So let's reconsider this. Thank you.
All right, I move to call the question. All in favor of awarding the Empowerment LA Award in South LA to Watts, please indicate by raising your hand. All opposed? Any abstentions? It's unanimous. Empowerment LA Award tonight will go to Watts. Please call Commissioner Atkinson back into. And who's, and then we're doing West LA. So Commissioner Eli Lippman is leaving the room and recusing himself from voting on this item and handing it back to Commissioner Atkinson.
Last one. Okay, the last one is from the West LA area, and the recommendation was the Bel Air Beverly Crest Skirball Fire Town Hall. That's interesting. Ms. Wiebe, what's that all about?
Well, I think exactly that, this particular neighborhood council took it upon itself to bring together a plethora of city resources and to discuss in earnest what could have started the Skirball fire and how they can, as a neighborhood council and including Franklin Canyon in this process, prevent fires. So they actually reached out beyond their boundaries a little bit. So all of those who are potentially impacted or could be impacted in the future and how they could, as individuals and collectively, prevent fires.
Okay.
It's a very broad list, about, let's say, 20 or more professional entities that were brought together for this, not just police and fire, but.
Okay. So, no. Want to present a motion, please?
Yes. I move that the Bel Air Beverly Crest Neighborhood Council receive the LA Empowerment Award this year.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Wiebe and seconded by Commissioner Regalado that the Bel Air Beverly Crest be awarded this year's award. Comment?
Yes, me and Mr. Spencer. been there once, there three times. They're right in our, they're our neighbors. You just go up to Sepulveda, go by Skirball, and at the Jewish University, they hold their meetings and even give you valet parking and food and bags. They're such nice people, yes. And what they did was they embarrassed Paul Koretz, the big little fat slob, communist rat of a council member, by forcing them to acknowledge the cause of the fire. I urge a unanimous vote for fellow Beverly Crest, one of the best neighborhood councils, and yes, Paul Koretz actually under his breath calls them assholes. I call them heroes. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We're ready for the vote. All in favor, please raise your hand. It's unanimous, and the Bel Air Beverly Crest Neighborhood Council will be awarded the Empower Elliott Award for 2019. Mr. Lipman, come back in. Gone far away.
It's about time for his mimosa. About 7 o'clock.
Okay, thank you very much. We got through that, I think, pretty well. We have item number 4 on the agenda, which is general public comment.
Excellent.
And of course, we have general public comment from Wayne. You don't even put your name on here anymore.
It's goat. It's goat. Goat project. Good goat, bad goat.
Well, that's because I've taught him how to run. Yes, I am now literate, unlike her lesson, so this is very good. And again, look, we have Kiwin, Bo, Ramirez, Maggie, Delbert, Kiros, the two non-caring. The most important night is to have a full quorum, and those two didn't show up. So they should be thrown immediately off of this board because they don't care about any of us or any of their constituents. It's very important that all 7 show up. The 5 that did, you care about it. You even busted your ass in traffic, and one of you violated 6 different vehicle code regulations, and the CHP will be contacting you, sir, about that. Well, we're going to get them a waiver. Yes, we're going to get them a waiver because we're suing them. So, you followed the procedures, you recused everybody correctly, you read into the record, and you did all of that without Gracie Lou being here. In fact, you know she was here. She didn't come in the room to give you a report. Because last night at the Encino Neighborhood Council, they had a big kerfuffle. They didn't take any public comments on 8 items at the meeting, and your city delegate sat there and didn't do anything to stop them. And you know the reason why? Because they're rich Jews in Encino, because if they were in Van Nuys, they would have been stepped on like bugs. If they were in Watts, they would have been crushed like bugs. But instead, you're letting the people in Encino Neighborhood Council get away with absolute robbery under the Ralph M. Brown Act. So please, next time, get your city attorneys out there and place that president under arrest for violating 54950 9 times in 1.5 hours. Because you know what he said? No, I'm not going to follow the Brown Act. I don't need to. And there's not a fucking thing you can do except sue us. And I said, well, Mr. Spindler said, no, we're already suing the city. And what we'll do is that you will learn when the FBI indicts the first council member, that will wake your dumb ass up that this is what happens. So remember, little violations lead to big violations, bigger violations. Like, for example, Rick Caruso, the president of USC, went to the FBI against Mark Ridley Thomas's son in 2018 and put it in the LA Times. Now look at USC. See what happens? Snitches are bitches that get stuck. ditches. That's right. Thank you so much and have a good dinner.
Thank you.
Right. I move to adjourn.
Oh, is there a second?
Second.
We don't need it.
Moved and second. All in favor.
All right. Meeting's over.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Regula, Ray. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, everybody.
What time does this thing start? Six?
Six.